I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Happy New Year.
You as well.
I was thinking about you just a couple hours into the new year when I got a text from Canada Post, supposedly saying, hey, guess what? One of your packages has the wrong zip code or something on it, and we can't deliver it. You should probably click this link.
Isn't that fun? It's those darn shipping and parcel scams that we see really pick up steam, you know, leading up to Christmas, but they do happen all year round. And with all the confusion over the Canada Post strike and just, let's face it, I still have some parcels that never made it for Christmas, and I'm still waiting on them. And so they are still the scammers trying to capitalize on that in the new year. Make sure you're not obviously clicking on those links. Canada Post is not going to message you about those things. If you're not sure if it's real or not, look up the information for Canada Post yourself online. Give them a call. Send them an email.
Now, I was scrolling through TikTok last night, and Julie Matthews came up, and you were talking about gift certificates, specifically one that you had gotten, because they're not supposed to have expiry dates on them. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, so in Alberta, the regulations differ compared to province to province. Every province can set their own regulations. But in the province of Alberta, for many, many years, gift cards and gift certificates for a specific dollar amount are not allowed to expire. I received, very nice, a $100 gift certificate for a local spa.
Okay.
But at the bottom, it said that it expired 1 year from that day. So I know the rules because of my background and researching this in the past, but what I worry is how many people would know that? Now, hopefully, we're all using our spa gift certificates and all the other gift cards and gift certificates that we receive for Christmas, but let's face it, they do tend to float around in our wallets and on our, you know, in a drawer somewhere for a while, and I would worry that someone would see that expiring, go, oh, darn, it's no good, and throw it out. You know, I did reach out to the spa and say, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware or if this was an issue with your maybe some new staff at your front desk, but these actually aren't allowed to expire. They were really good about it and said they would use it as a training experience and talk to their staff about
nice.
It. I cross my fingers that that's true, and they will actually talk to their staff. But, yeah, don't make sure before you throw a gift card or a gift certificate out, you need to know that the ones with dollar amounts are not allowed to expire.
And a lot of the websites for those businesses will actually have a scanner of some kind, so you can go to the website and check on your card too, right?
That's great, yeah. Some businesses are starting to do that, and you can always go into the store yourself and just have them scan it and check. Like, I don't know about you, Sean, but I'm always forgetting how much I have left on a card.
Yep.
I literally carry, like, a Starbucks or a Tim Hortons card in my wallet, and it has, like, 2 cents on it.
Well, when you mentioned they kind of float around in drawers, I automatically closed my eyes and saw our junk drawer, and it's full of GCs from years ago, but you're saying that they shouldn't have expired, so they should be good.
Yes, they should. Now, the only exception in Alberta, there are some gift cards and gift certificates that are allowed to expire. Now, those would be the ones associated with a service. So my spa gift certificate or gift card was for $100. So that's a dollar amount. Those aren't allowed to expire. But if it had said, hey, this is a gift certificate for a massage or a pedicure or a car cleaning or a service specifically and not a dollar amount, those ones are actually allowed to have an expiry date.
That is some great information. Julie, like I mentioned, I saw you on TikTok. Where can I find you on all your socials?
Well, Sean, I'm kind of everywhere.
I know you are. We talked to each other on X. We've talked to each other on TikTok.
I know, exactly. Well, I'm still one of those people that has a very active Facebook account, actually, because it's where a lot of seniors and other individuals still find me and reach out for questions and problems that they're having with different businesses. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on X. So people can find me anywhere. Just look up Julie Matthews and you'll find me.
And you travel around town to town through the province actually doing little seminars and whatnot on scams, don't you?
I do, yeah. I travel around Alberta talking to seniors groups, community groups, clubs, businesses, talking about the latest scams and frauds. I'm actually headed to Pinoca next week and then Riley and Bruce and Tofield the week after. So, yeah, please, if you want me to come out to your community, just get in touch with me or reach out to Sean.
Julie Matthews, consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator, thank you so, so much.
Have a great day.